I am Vance. Nice to meet you. I am writing this journal to clarify what happened the other day. It was strange. I had him right in front of me, and still I hesitated. The natural monster in me would have evaporated this mean guy by shooting laser at him. But when I looked into his eyes, with my one eye, that is, I couldn't help but empathize with him. I just couldn't do it. Something was telling me to restrain myself. I live in an ocean monument. I love it there. It's quiet, secluded, and full of hallways and rooms to hide in. Usually there is enough to do in these monuments. Some builder made them a long time ago. Who knows how long ago? And it's fun to explore everything. There are so many hallways and rooms that it's almost impossible to see everything. The structures encompass an area of at least 100 square miles. The one I live in is no exception. It's humongous. One of my favorite things to do in these monuments is play hide-and-seek. Wendy and Marv are my two best friends. Marv is always showing off, trying to impress Wendy, the only girl in our little group. And me? I just like to hide and then see how long it takes them to find me. Sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's only 10 minutes. At least that's what it feels like, even though I don't have any sense of time. I hate intruders. I just do. They aren't supposed to be here. This is our spot. One time, there was a shark in the monument, and the three of us did everything we could to chase it away. It took a while, and it was quite frustrating. I don't even know why it was there, but this was our monument, not the shark's.
Did you see that shark?
Wendy asked.
If I do, I will kill it, Marv said. Don't worry, Wendy. I will protect you.
I don't need protection, she said, a little offended by Marv's macho attitude. There it is, I yelled, seeing that the shark was swimming closer to us.
It's going to eat us, Marv screamed, trying to swim away.
The shark caught up with him, though, and it was pointless to get away from it. The shark was big and was showing its sharp teeth before getting ready to bite through my friend.
Use your spikes, Marv, I shouted.
Marv waited and waited. The shark was getting closer by the second. It was almost in Marv's face. Just a little longer and it would eat Marv in one bite.
Now,
Marv told himself, after which he blew up like a pufferfish and got all his defensive thorns out. The shark bit him, but the spikes went through his mouth. The shark made a screeching sound as it started bleeding a little bit. Marv was closing his eye, but was left unharmed by the ferocious predator. The shark swam away and left the building. Wendy and I swam towards Marv and asked him how he was.
Super awesome, of course, he bragged, but I could tell that he was still terrified by the big shark.
Good job, Wendy said. That was the right thing to do.
As sea creatures, we have two ways to attack or defend ourselves. Marv just showed us one. He got puffed up and extended his spikes so that the shark wouldn't or couldn't eat him without getting hurt. The other way we attack our enemies is by shooting laser. And this was mostly what we did when the squid came our way.